Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. I'm glad you're listening in, and I'm glad to be here. And I'm real excited about today. We've got a really interesting guest coming. Well, he's here. He's waiting to come in and talk to us. I know that everybody, most people that are listening to this radio program, most likely have encountered a special pet or an animal in their life. Even if it hasn't been a pet, it may have been an animal in nature, a bird, a dolphin. In fact, this morning, for some reason, I was thinking about a book that we had as a child in my house. And the book was full of pictures of different animals from all over the world. And I love that book, and I would just sit for hours and just look at the different animals. And I remember there was one picture of dolphins, and they were just these two dolphins swimming. And when I would look at that picture, I would get this certain kind of, like, just a, I can't even describe, and I didn't know what the feeling was, but it was something special and it was something different. And I knew that the dolphins were in some way important to me or significant. It was some kind of a mystery, and I didn't quite understand it, but I loved it. So I would always go back to that page. I always go back and try to just sit with that feeling. And animals have been always very important in my life. And one of the reasons that I have asked this guest to come on today is because his name is Alan Anderson. And he's written, along with his wife, over 15 books about the benefits of pet family members. He's also the founder, along with his wife Linda, of the Angel Animals Network. He's been featured on Oprah.com, The Today Show, ABC's Nightly News, BBC Radio, Washington Post, The LA Times, and his books have been on the Amazon.com's Hot 100. The Andersons live in Minneapolis with their dog Leaf, cat Cuddles, and cockatiel Sunshine. Anderson's 2006 book about animal rescue won the prestigious American Society of Journalists and Authors Outstanding Book Award. He received a commendation by the governor for his contribution as an author to the state of Minnesota. He also teaches writing, and he donates a portion of all of his book's proceeds to animal welfare. He recently, this past November 2012, he wrote a book, A Dog Named Leaf, The Hero from Heaven Who Saved My Life. We're going to talk a little bit about that book today. We're going to find out a little bit more about Alan and his purpose and mission with animals. And Alan, it's so nice to have you here today. Thank you for being my guest.
Well, thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Tune tune in to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm not sure what happened. I kind of dropped out there, but we're back, and we're talking about A Dog Named Leaf, a new book by Alan Anderson, and we're just about to get into the book. So let me ask you, Alan. You call the story of your book about Leaf, your dog Leaf, a dual journey. You say that the two of you came together at exactly the right time to help one another heal. And what do you mean by that? How did you come together? And
well, Leaf is an interesting pup. You know, he was abandoned at the shelter, the animal shelter, and they really didn't have a lot about him. He was about a year old when we decided to go over and take a look. You know, we had lost about 6 months earlier our dog Taylor, which was really just a beautiful yellow lab who was always there and just gave us total unconditional love no matter what. And we were hurting from that. But then we decided one morning to go ahead, or one afternoon, decided to go over and just take a look to see if there's any animals that might be at the shelter that light up for us, something that would want to become a family member. And of course, like most people that go to the animal organizations or shelters or rescue groups, they're only just looking.
So right, yeah.
We went over and took a look, and it was interesting. I was really hurting, and of course, my wife, Linda, was also hurting from our loss, but we were also looking to see if there was something that maybe or someone or some individual dog that might want to come home and become part of our family. And Leaf was in the shelter, and he was just so scattered. At the time, his name was Harley because he was dumped at the shelter, the back door, by someone on a Harley, according to the cameras that were watching, but didn't really have a history to him. So they named him Harley, and he was just scattered as he could be, and he was jumping up and down, and he really was an interesting dog. Something lit up in me and Linda both, and we decided to go ahead and spend a little time with him to see if we would be, you know, connecting in any way. So we brought him to a room at the shelter, a little room for families to get to know the dogs they may be adopting, and he was standoffish. He was like evaluating us. Apparently, he had his own issues with people and didn't really know for sure if people would be good to him. And we were looking at him, and he was evaluating us, and slowly but steadily, there was this little bit of trust that was being built, but it was very, very subtle, and I could feel kind of inwardly when I touched him that there was some sort of electrical connection or something that happened to both of us. And, you know, I this is all kind of interesting because I looked at him, and they didn't know his background, but you could tell that he had maybe possibly some abuse in his background, maybe something going on with people that he just only knew that people were not good people. They were bad. And he didn't really know what he needed to do to protect himself. And I, you know, as an ex-police officer, but for about 8 years, kind of had that same viewpoint of people. All I saw them as either people hurting other people or people as victims. And I didn't really develop any way of getting out of that viewpoint, even after many years of not doing police work. So him and I sort of connected on that kind of level, because we kind of looked at the world with caution, and we looked at people with caution. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and there was a moment there where we kind of understood where we both were coming from. You know, as silly as this may sound, I do believe that, that people and animals, especially pets that will become part of their families, have a connection that's far deeper than just the emotional or just the mental or even the physical dinner time type of connection, but more on a very, very deeper kind of almost spiritual, mystical level at times, where these communications and this type of companionship and this type of partnership, I would call it spiritual partnership development.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we're going to have to take a break in a moment, but when we come back, I would like to talk about that, because I noticed a few of your books, you talk about animals as angels, and I completely agree with that. I have found in my own life that they've played a significant role, almost an angelic role in my life, and have taught me so much about myself, about healing, about loving, about forgiving. And I think that many people, like you said, you know, even pets can give us that experience, but even animals in nature can help us to grow and change, and they do seem to come into our lives right when we need them. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the dog Leaf, the rescue dog, and about maybe even, you know, animals as angels. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard in Intuit University. Just a reminder, my website is www.sherrydillard.com. Please check it out. Please sign up for my newsletter. And I promise not to bombard you with newsletters. I actually only send them out once every few months, so you'll be safe with me. We're talking today to Alan Anderson, who is quite an author, 15 books, the founder of Angel Animals Network, and we have been talking about the book, his latest book, about his dog, Leaf. And right before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about how Leaf came into his life. Alan got him from the pound, and we kind of touched a little bit about how animals come into our lives, just kind of in unexpected ways at times when we really need them to. And I thought, you know, let's talk a little bit about that for a moment, and then we'll go back to the story about Leaf, or maybe it's part of the story about Leaf, actually. Angel, how long is the Angel Network? How long have you had that? When was that founded?
Well, we started the Angel Animals Network in 1996.
Oh, gosh. So that's really been, around for a while.
Yeah, we were walking around one of the Minnesota lakes, Lake Harriet, and we noticed that at the time our dog, Taylor, was just smiling, enjoying her walk so much. People walked by and they smiled. Even if they've had a bad hair day, they always seemed to really be uplifted just by looking at her. And that kind of inspired us because we both knew that we would, no matter what, we'd still have to have our day jobs and still have all our responsibilities. But what did we want to do that might uplift people for the rest of our lives, do something that would really, really make at least somewhat of a difference? And we both love animals and we both love writing, so we decided that maybe we should share stories. Ask people, what have you learned from your pet? What qualities have you learned that many would consider to be spiritual qualities, like unconditional love or possibly having empathy for others or just the joy of life or having courage, and they could see it readily in abundance with their dog or cat or animal companion in their lives. Mm-hmm. And when we asked that question, we put it up on bulletin boards at coffee shops, and back then the internet wasn't as it is today, so we put it out there a little bit on news groups, and within 30 days we had hundreds of stories.
Wow.
Amazing stories. People saying, my God, this is the first time anyone's ever asked me about this.
Mm-hmm.
And these stories were just so delightful and so in tune with really the importance of having that connection with an animal in your life, because you really do become a better human being.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wrote these stories, we decided, well, we have to share these. So we started an actual printed newsletter that we sent out. It was homegrown, but it was beautifully done. We used our Word 97 and did all the things that you would do to make a nice newsletter. And we mailed it out. It was subscription-based. And actually, after a while, it became very popular. We even had a London office for the people Great Britain that wanted the newsletter.
Yeah.
So that started. Then, of course, we, after a while, developed a book proposal called Angel Animals, Exploring Our Spiritual Connection with Animals, and got an agent and had a New York publisher wanting to publish it.
Oh, great.
And
wow.
That particular first book in 97, 98, Willard Scott on the Today Show read it and held it up and said, this is a great book about animals. He really loved the book. And that was the start of Angel Animals Network on a national level.
Oh, wow. That is exciting. Well, what does the Angel Animals Network, what is that? Like,
the network itself is a way for all of us, whether it's the people sharing their stories or for what we could do, getting this out there. If a person reads a story and they really are affected by the story, like the parables or other types of stories that allow you to really know that lives are changed because of that connection that person had with an animal, then they look at life differently. They might look at animals differently. They might actually view things in a more loving and a more caring and a more tolerant way than they would have before. It's much better in our minds, in our way we do things, than giving statistics out and doing all the things that many times are necessary, but the way we do it through our columns, through our newsletters that we send out weekly now online, through our various websites, and through our connection with other social media, we get these stories out there in any way we possibly can. And we love doing it. It's just one of the few the people we meet are just the loveliest people, because animal lovers, as you probably well know, just have a special aspect of their lives and their view of life that just
yeah, they really do. It really is kind of amazing what happens when a person bonds with an animal. It really is transformative. So let's go back to Leaf for a moment. I just wanted to clarify a little bit about your kind of basic philosophy and connection, more spiritual connection with animals and life-enhancing, transformative. Let's go back to Leaf, and I wanted to, you know, in the book you talk about how Leaf saved your life and how he was your spiritual partner. Tell us more about that. How did he save your life, and how was he your spiritual partner?
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that happen to each of us, and you, of all people, Sherry, know from all of your experiences that often it's hard to explain, but this is what happened with him and I. We adopted Leaf, and, you know, we were going about our lives and doing our thing, and one day I get a call at the office where I worked. I worked in computer software training and implementation now. And I got a call from a doctor that I had just had tests with, because I'd been kind of dizzy and needing to have a brain scan or having a test to make sure it was nothing more than an inner ear infection. And in the phone, he says, Alan, I got some news for you. And I had been a completely healthy, kind of normal person up to that point. He says, you have an unruptured brain aneurysm. And I was thinking to myself, of course he got the wrong number, and of course it's not me, but I'll go along with this for a few minutes. So I said, well, where is it? And then, of course, he was shocked that he would say, he says, in your brain. And then he told me to point a certain section of the front part of the brain. It's about an inch deep, and this is something to be, is worthy of concern. So I was kind of in shock, and I was thinking, this is real. I've got to take care of this. And so, to make a long story short, I had sort of an emotional reaction to it. I went into the hallway where I worked, and there was no one around, so I just was really, really having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
And not because of the possibility of, you know, the bleeding and death, but because of the possibility of me becoming disabled, because I come from a background where my father had a stroke, and he was disabled, and he really couldn't do anything without help, and I never wanted to be dependent.
Yeah.
And also the people I saw in police work, many of them had brain damage from various things and were dependent, and I never wanted to be dependent on others. I wanted to be independent. And that was very important, because I saw, even after surgery, people having all sorts of problems. And I am I'm not saying in any way that people that have brain damage or have issues like that don't lead fulfilling and good lives. It's just that me personally, I had a hard time dealing with that at that time and had an emotional reaction to it. So I thought to myself as I was there, you know, I'm going to have maybe a few more minutes of self-pity, and then I've got to get going and find out what this is all about. And of all the things I asked myself inwardly, I you know, this is sort of embarrassing, but I said, what would Spock do? Logic. Research. So I went back to my office and did research on brain aneurysms and the success rate for surgeries and all the other things. I found out I was rather lucky that they found out before it burst.
Real lucky.
And they had referred me to one of the best neurosurgeons in the in the Midwest, if not the country, and I made an appointment. And all this is in the book, and I went over there with my wife, and we went ahead and went through the whole process of going through that process. During this whole time, Leaf was with me. He was always there. He was always constantly helping. But one of the more interesting aspects of this is that after I had some additional tests just to find out more specifics on the brain aneurysm and location and how the best way to treat it, which ended up being brain surgery, I had this dream. And I had, it was so vivid, and it was so completely real. And I, you know, some people have vivid dreams, some people have dreams that they feel are real and they're in the middle of it. It's all very much a natural aspect of who we can be when we recognize or at least pay attention to those aspects of life. And I was in this situation where I've seen all these people, thousands of people all lined up. A lot of them I knew, a lot of them I recognized, many of them I didn't know. My wife Linda and our dear friends were in line, and they're all in line going into this massive structure, and it was, and I learned it was called the Building of Life.
Huh.
And this Building of Life had oceans and forests. Mm-hmm. It had all of these things. It had all the books in the world, all the structures, all the architecture, everything that life was and could be, all the relationships was in that building. And it was sort of growing organically, and it was sort of, it was just the representation of life. And everyone that was going into that building had a ticket in hand. And I didn't have a ticket.
Okay, before you tell us the end of the dream, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a break right now, but keep listening because I'm looking forward to the end of this dream. We're talking to Alan Anderson. He's the founder of the Angel Animal Network, the author of his latest book, A Dog Named Leaf, and we will be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. You can find out more about me on my website, www.sherrydillard.com. Today, we are talking to Alan Anderson. We're talking about his latest book, A Dog Named Leaf. Right before break, Alan had, if you're just tuning in, Alan had talked about his dog named Leaf, or he named him Leaf, that he had gotten from a shelter. He had, Alan was diagnosed with having a brain aneurysm. And I take it, Alan, before the surgery, you had this dream, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're about to hear the conclusion of the dream, because we gotten to the part where there's all people lined up. I think I'm, and you know that this is the building of life they're lined up in front of. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And all these people that were lined up to go into the building, they all had a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, and I couldn't find any ticket counters that were open. It all seemed so real. I went into try to intrude into the line because I saw our friends and my wife, Linda, moving on ahead. Everyone was moving very fast, and I became desperate. And the people looked at me, and they sneered and said, "You're not one of us. You don't belong here." I was no longer someone that actually was going to be part of life anymore. And I just left the dream. I was shaken by it. I woke up in a sweat, and of all things, Leaf, who was still shattered to some degree from his previous maybe abusive situations prior to him being dumped at the shelter by whoever the people were,
mm-hmm.
he jumped up on the bed and actually let me hold him and touch him. He was actually there for me in that moment when he didn't like to be touched still, and he was very, very much not a hugger at that time.
Right, yeah.
So I woke up, and I told him, I said, "Leaf, it was just a dream," even though I kind of felt that maybe my subconscious was trying to tell me something I didn't want to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
So later in the morning, I told Linda, my wife, about the dream, and Leaf was laying there listening with his paws in front of his little nose, and he was just listening to everything, and I held my hand up, and it was empty. I said, "I just did not have a ticket in the dream, mm-hmm. you know, in the dream, and I just was not able to get in line to continue and move into the building of life with all the other people, all the thousands of people." Well, later that morning, Leaf started doing something that was very strange. He'd never done this before. He would go over to our coffee table and, with his paw, take down the next papers and magazines, and then he started ripping them up into little pieces of paper.
Mm.
And he would put in his mouth the pieces of paper and bring him over to me to try to get me to take one of the pieces of paper.
Oh, isn't that something? Oh, man, that is so amazing, huh?
He was trying to give you your ticket. And at the time, I was kind of out of it. I really didn't know. I was just thinking, one more behavior problem. And Linda and I were thinking, he never did this before, so it was kind of interesting. And when I didn't, he'd drop at my feet. He'd go back and tear up some more and bring them to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was determined that I was going to get that piece of paper that I really wanted to have in my hand.
Wow.
Now, this is kind of, it really is nice to see that. And there's a connection there. And, you know, often people know from their own experiences of that connection between dog or cat or animal or pet or even animals in nature and themselves is very special. And there's something on an intuitive level or very much on a level that's not, that we can't measure or touch or say is automatically something that can be scientifically identified, but there is that connection, that bond. Now, one of the things about this particular thing that was kind of interesting is that visual, when I was going actually into surgery, and I still wasn't really recognizing that as a ticket. I was just thinking that he would look funny with his pieces of paper. I guess I was a little out of it. And they were bringing the mask down. And whether it was imagination or whether it was something that was real, that was inside of me, it benefited me a great deal. When I saw Leaf in my mind's eye with that piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
as the mask was coming down to have me go to sleep prior to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he dropped it. And inwardly, I reached out and touched it. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I had my ticket to life.
Oh, wow.
So there was something very special, and it just allowed me to just relax and know everything would be okay,
mm-hmm.
because he delivered me the ticket before the medication took hold and I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a great story. That's a really amazing, amazing kind of... Yeah, I was telling Alan, too, during the break about my mother who had a cat, and she was living alone up in the mountains, and she, you know, soon before she was diagnosed with colon cancer, her cat would jump in her lap, and with her paws, she'd dig and dig and dig around my mother's spot below my, you know, below my mother's waist, and she'd run around in circles, and she'd jump back up on her lap, and she'd dig and dig and dig on her lap, and after that, my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she, unfortunately, she didn't live. She passed over not that long after that, but the cat, knowing that the cat, her cat was able to know what was happening with her and tried to offer her some help and bonded with her in that deep of a way was kind of, it helped all of us actually feel better too about, even as just a family, knowing that there was that bond that she was able to kind of really feel, and it sustained her quite a bit, actually. She would always tell us as she was kind of getting more ill, she'd always remind us of the story about how her cat knew. I'm sure you hear, I'm sure you've had a lot of stories about how animals have kind of intervened in our lives in many ways. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I would think that it's probably, I think probably everybody that has a animal pet. Let me ask you this. I know because you have books on different kind, you know, you have books about dogs, horses, and cats, and, you know, different animals. Is there a... Is this true across the board? Have you heard stories? Is there any more? Is there any animal that you have found is any more kind of spiritually connected than any other? Or are they all kind of equal in that way?
It's interesting that when it comes to trying to identify which is the more spiritually connected animal, it really is all based on individuals.
Yeah.
So there's an individual cat, a bird. Even a fish, we had some amazing stories about fishes, an individual dog. You know, it's one thing that I love is the fact that the animal and the person on some level made a contract that they were going to be together at this date and time,
mm-hmm.
this time period, because they needed each other to move forward in whatever means they needed to move forward on. For me and Leaf, I needed to become a more trusting and loving human being and not view the world through the eyes of a police officer who saw nothing but the most negative aspects of human behavior. For
Right.
Leaf, he needed to become a more loving and trusting dog, canine, mm-hmm. who knew that people are not all bad and that he can be friendly, he can be nice, and he can be very much petted and enjoy the love that people want to give him. So together we moved forward in the date and the time period that allowed us to, and the synchronicity, I guess, is the best word.
Yeah, that's probably.
To come together during the time when we both needed each other the most.
Mm-hmm.
And there's beautiful stories, and we see them all the time, and not just in Angel Animals, but in other animal books where maybe a child, maybe a girl or a boy, and one instance I remember a girl who had some real problems physically. She wasn't able to ride. She was very much someone who was always sick. And this horse that no one really trusted, because the horse at times would balk, would jump up and down, would not do all the things that a calm horse would do. But those two, in some strange fluke, bonded so closely, and the horse became so very gentle, and she became so very loving, that they became the very best friends. And she became healthier physically, healthier emotionally, able to withstand so many things in life because of the strength that this horse gave her as she learned to ride and to take care of the horse, and that bond allowed mm-hmm. her to move forward in life that she would never have had a chance to other without that horse being part of her life.
Yeah,
that happens often.
Yeah, I would, you know, I have a, we're going to take a break in a minute, but before we go, I I actually have a client who was diagnosed with an illness, a disease that requires a lot of treatment, and treatment that is going to be kind of painful and long enduring and going. And and she lives alone. She's a single woman, and of course she is stressed. And we were talking about, she asked me if she should get a dog. She said, I have a cat, but the cat is like very cold. It's the only cat I've ever known that hasn't wanted to really be pet. He just kind of sits and watches me and looks at me. She said, somebody gave me the cat a while ago, and I've never really bonded with him, and I feel like I'd rather have a dog that might want to be more connected to me and let me pet and hold him. And she left not knowing exactly what to do. And she sent me an email the next morning telling me that as soon as she went home that day, the cat sat in her lap, started purring, and since then had become this incredibly transformed cat that just wanted to be with her and bond with her. And it was just funny because it was almost like the cat was listening to our conversation. And the cat was kind of really getting, oh, okay, that's what I'm here for. Okay, I got it. I'm on the job. I'm going to... All right, we're going to be right back. This is Intuit University. We're talking to Alan Anderson and about his dog named Leaf. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. directly. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we're talking to Alan Anderson, the founder of Angel Animals Network. If you're interested, if you'd like to know more about Alan and his wife, Linda, the work they're doing, the books they've written, you can visit angelanimal.net, find out more about that. If you're interested in the book, A Dog Named Leaf, www.adognamedleaf.com. And his books can be found probably pretty much anywhere. Amazon, I'm sure, Barnes & Nobles, and I'm sure he's in bookstores all over. So check out the book, check out the websites. My website, www.sherrydillard.com. And, of course, my books are also on my website. Take a look. And I've got some interesting stories, actually, about intuition and animals. I'm going to tell you one funny story, and then we're going to find out from Alan some tips about how to work with animals, how to work with those animals that come into our life. Let me tell you a funny story, though. I have two dogs. They're in my backyard, and I was teaching a small intuition development class in my upstairs office. My upstairs office looks out over my backyard, and one of the people in the class wanted to really primarily focus on animal intuition. So I said, well, okay, instead of in the partner exercises working with a partner, why don't you just work with one of my dogs? And so she thought that was a great idea, so she turned her chair towards the window and she focused on my two dogs out there. And she said, well, what do I talk to them about? I don't know what to say to them. And I said, well, Holland, who's my bigger dog, my Malawi, I said, why don't you ask her when she's going to decide to grow up a little bit? Because she's such a big puppy. She was a couple years old, and she was still very puppy-like. And I was just curious. And so after the exercise, she told me, well, Holland, that's the name of my dog, said that, you know, you got to learn to play a little bit. You have to stop taking life so seriously. And I can be a puppy basically as long as I want to be a puppy, because I want to just be here for you in that way, which is actually incredibly good advice from Holland. And she certainly, since I've gotten her, has added so much more kind of easygoingness to my life and happiness. She's just a happy girl. But the funniest thing was my little rat terrier, Busta, who was out, of course, you know, also sitting there. And she told me that without asking, Busta sent her the message. Now, Busta, get it, is just this little dog, Holland's big girl. And Busta said to her that she said, you know, I'm enlightened too. Meaning, you know, she was as enlightened as all of us people in the class and the other dogs. So when she told me that, I thought, you know what, that's exactly like Busta. Busta would definitely want to let us all know how enlightened he is, too. So I truly believe in intuition with animals. I've talked to mine all the time. They're very interesting. I actually have done readings with people where if it wasn't for their pets talking to me, I wouldn't have been able to do the reading because the pets have told me so much about them. But I want to talk to Alan for a minute. Alan, now if somebody, let's say, wants an animal, wants a dog, they go to the pound and they're looking and looking and they decide on an animal, they bring it home, and it just doesn't seem like, I don't know, we don't seem bonded, or if they've gotten a puppy from someplace and the puppy gets older and they're feeling, I don't know if I can take care of this animal, I don't know if we're connected. Any tips for our listeners on how to maybe bond better with a pet and how to connect?
Well, I would probably, first thing, take Busta's words very seriously. I'm enlightened too.
And, yeah,
and
that's
remember,
right.
Uh-huh. Remember that animal that you have in your home, underneath the various layers that might be from whatever experiences they might have had that you have to help them move past, fears or whatever, there is an enlightened individual, someone who is actually there as soul, as spirit, just like you and I. And if that person can recognize that, that's the first step. Now, the second step, of course, is patience. Maybe there were lots of layers, lots of problems, lots of things that happened in that dog's past that need to be kind of helped with love and with patience, where the dog would or the cat would develop and become more of a healthier individual. Now, number three, of course, I think is essential, is having and developing a spiritual bond with the animal, meaning you have to spend quality time. When we first got Leaf, he was howling every night. He was scared.
Oh, really?
Like we touched. No, no. He was a total wreck.
Was he really?
So at night, no. Yeah. I would take him out, bring him back in, and I would get on my chair, and I would hold him on my chest, and I would let him hear my heartbeat. He was still twitching and nervous.
Oh, wow.
And then I would do something that, to me, really worked. And this could be any word that you would like to be, but I used the word H-U or Hugh. Some people use om. I just wanted to start singing or chanting, helping him calm down, helping me calm down so we could both get some sleep. And I would go, and it's a beautiful word that represents, in my way of thinking, the spiritual aspects of life, and it helps you understand that we're more than just the physical and the emotional, but we have much more going for us on a spiritual level. So I would go, and I would tell him, you're such a beautiful dog. You're going to be here forever. It's not going to be, you're not going to ever have to go away. Mm-hmm. It just takes time for you to heal. And he would calm down. He quit twitching. He would start snoring. And when he started snoring at 2 a.m., I would start snoring so he would be able to sleep. But it takes patience, and it really does.
Wow. Aren't you an incredible man? That is a wonderful story of patience and just such calm centeredness. When you talk about that, it almost sounds like a spiritual practice, you know?
It is. It truly is. And, you know, all of us have our own unique ways of doing spiritual practices in life, and that one works for me, and I think it's any kind of ritual or any kind of something that you do that allows the animal to feel secure and know that I'm safe now. And then that builds and builds and builds upon it. So finally, he knows he's safe 24 hours a day, not just during those few moments where you have him against your heart and you're both just resting into the idea of unconditional love.
Yeah, and you know, I think too, in my experience with animals, one of the things they've taught me the most of anything really has been forgiveness. Just, sometimes I look back and I think, you know, some of the biggest times I've had to kind of really work with forgiveness has been when I think I've not treated my pets maybe as lovingly as I really now kind of am aware that I could have at the time. I think I probably did the best I could, but even in those situations, I know that I always felt love and forgiveness from them. And I'm not talking even abusive situations or anything like that. I mean, now my animals I'm so much more connected intuitively, and I'm so much more in sync with them than I ever had. And the more in sync with them I am, the happier I am too. And I think that's one of the gifts that animals give to us, is a kind of a deep spiritual piece of connectedness that, you know, I think we can get this from people, but there's something that comes with animals that it's even more integrated on a soul level at times.
Absolutely.
We're talking again. We've been talking today to Alan Anderson. I want to thank him so much. And please check out his website. Let's see. It's angelanimal.net. Please check out his book. He's got lots of books, too. Books about angel cats and horses. And he's got a great book about rescued, saving animals from disaster, taken from the Gulf, the hurricane. So please check out all that he has to offer. Alan, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a delight. And thank Leaf for us, for helping.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you. I'll let him know right away.
All righty. And I'll see you all next week, same time.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.